only one. Yeah. Now that I know you the one. We living in the world like I know the sun. You the only one.
Yeah. You said it's mine for the taking. You blow my mind with this thing called love. You know every move I'm making. You know everything I'm thinking of.
And I'm thinking of you all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't ever get you out of my mind.
Vasa, yeah.
In the beginning, Yah created the heavens and the earth. His spirit moved upon the waters. It's all in his word. He said, let there be light. And he called the light day. In the darkness, he called night. He saw that it was. He made heaven and called forth the dry land. Gathered the waters, called it the seed. And he made seed for man. Brought forth the grass and every herb and every fruit yielding tree on this earth. He saw that it was. He made lights to divide day and night times for seasons, days, and years to let them be for signs. Yeah. And so the earth could have light. He made the greater one to rule the day and the lesser one to rule the night. Let's not forget, he made the stars also. Then he told the waters to bring forth life, and it was so. He created all the birds of the sky, all the cattle, and every creeping thing after his own kind. He saw that it was. Then Yah created man in his own image. He created them, male and female. He created them. He blessed them to be fruitful and to multiply and to replenish the earth and subdue everything within. Nah, behold, it was very good when he saw what he had made. The evening and the morning were the sixth day. And on the seventh day he rested. That's why he sanctified and blessed it. It's uncontested. My God is, and to make it understood, I'm bumping truth music when I'm rolling through my hood. I'm putting God first, no hood fame. You read it on a nameplate. Dwell in the house of Yahweh forever for his name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm stomping through like it don't even exist. His goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. My God is.
And to make it understood, when I'm rolling through my hood,
then I was.
And to make it understood, when I'm rolling through my hood.
Good morning, Ben.
Do you remember where we're from?
Stayed up watching, no time for yawning. Look up at the sky, see that new day dawning. Y'all be my witness, take it as a warning. Sun ain't never lie, great day in the morning. Focus, never let the nighttime revoke it. Blinded by the dark, I seen it before they cloaked it. It was marvelous, they hiding it behind the pulpit. Lying in a sick bed, vying with the culprit. How we trying on the culture, liking how it fit, now we dying with the vulture. At the round table with more knights than Mozart. Caught up in the image of that child on that poster. The light disabled the diagnosis, healing the sick. I got the script and the dosage. Take it for the grind, you gon' need it for the borderline. Holler when you see the joy coming, morning time.
Keep on keeping on.
Morning time, morning time, morning time. Holla when you see the joy coming. Look, I guess we probably need a nightlight so we can continue to get our hope on. They say we headed for that light, right? Well, I'ma hit them with this photon, with that blazing sword forming like Voltron. When the morning come, they disappearing like Croton. The Melakine, oh my Elohim, Omicron, sealed with the 70, going out like Yoke and 9. And when I meet my deliverer, I'm set apart. I got peace like a river. If we stay sharp with it, there's a feast on the sliver. We can take part. I advise you, play it smart. It's a late start. Let the light shine through the dark. Until the day star rise in your heart, take heart. When you find the door, you'll be more than fine. Holla when you see the joy coming. Morning time.
I'm trying to save them the embarrassment. I spit truth, they forgetting what the marriage is. The meek shall inherit the earth, the rest perishes. They taught us all to listen to Balaam with their palace and their caliphate. I'm destined for Salem, man, they rest is counterfeit. Plus it's destined to fail them. Shake the dust off this city, man. Who coming with me? There's a light at the end of it. I see you shine, getting life with the benefits. That's me and mine, holding fast to the legacy, whether the rain or shine.
Do you remember where we're from? Pray you strength to carry on. Will you step into the sun? Do you remember where we're from? Pray you strength to carry on. Will you step into the sun? I'm
my love. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. You must realize that the light is you.
Yeah, you awake. Wake up, you who sleep, and arise from the dead. And my Shayasha give you light. Yeah. He took me high on a mountain, saw me look around. What I found was astounding. If I bow down, he could make anything happen. Surpassing everything I could ever imagine. Flying first class, relaxing, living my passion. Guaranteed satisfaction. High end estates, cash and high fashion. High stakes, high class and high flashing. High life, lights, camera, action. The most fly, said I'm destined to be just like the most high. So when they crown me king, I want the power it brings. Set my throne above everything. Got the world in the palm of my hand. Now raise your hands high, I'm in high demand. Yeah, if you don't know who I am, I'm the man. They got my head gassed up to the red line, believing that the world is mine, but it's all a lie. Said I'm not of this world, so I'm hoping I'm not throwing my pearls to swine.
Tell this little light of mine, I gotta let it shine, shine, let it shine, let it shine.
You see this light?
I guess I was supposed to respect it and give a toast, but it wasn't what I expected. When truth approached, they rejected it. They're mediocre at best, it's just they'll never accept it. We get affected by the time invested. You think they blessed it, but they spit and accept it. Poison in the mind, they lies neglect what's already written. I'm rolling with the elect, you can check how they kicking it. They've been afflicted, now we gotta move mountains to fix it. No doubt, they're going all out, man, I'm getting sick with how they try to reroute the ecliptic. Living in a time predicted, keeping it cryptic. They're passing it off for something to get with. I'd rather find a way around the elliptic and get this house in order before they find me evicted. Yeah. Try to keep me gassed up all the way to the red line, believing that the world is mine, but it's all a lie. See, I'm not of this world, so I'm hoping I'm not throwing my pearls to swine.
I tell this little light of mine, I gotta let it shine, shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I gotta let it shine, shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I gotta let it shine, shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I gotta let it shine, shine.
I've always been a unique person, you know what I mean? Sort of laid back in a way, but very adamant and very passionate about what I believe. I think a lot of times that sort of throws people off because they don't expect me to have the mindset or the process of thought that I do. And so when you come in to watch my channel, you may hear a myriad of thoughts and ideas that could be different from others. What I want you to do is just sit back, like, share, and subscribe. To receive instant notification each time I upload, please hit the subscribe button and the bell notification. Well, hello, hello, and happy Sunday. Welcome to everybody who is here
What a blessing it is to be above ground today. Let's just stop and think about that. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't make it to this day, but we have to just give him praise and thanks and give him all the glory because he saw fit that we would be able to be here and glorify his name just one more day. And that's all he asks us to do, just to take it one day at a time. You know, I told you guys a while back that one of my favorite groups was the Gaither Singers. And I used to want to be with them so bad because they used to all get together and sit on these big like bleachers almost and get up there and just sing those good old songs. And I loved those songs. I mean, I know a lot of people probably have some problems with the Gaithers themselves and maybe some of the, you know, the songs they used to sing. But the one song I used to love is One Day at a Time. That was one of my favorites. And so, you know, we have those things that we like that remind us of the days of old as it relates to our church days. And that's one of the things that I used to love. I used to love praise and worship. I used to watch the Gaithers. But I told you guys that one of my favorites also outside of Christian music at that time, I used to love to watch, the guy with the bubbles. And my brother and my sister used to get upset with me. And they'd be like, she's listening to him again. He had Carol the dancer and he used to have Lawrence Welk. That's who it is. It's Lawrence Welk. But anyway, enough of the past stuff that we used to love. But again, thank you for spending your Sunday afternoon with me. Let's do a quick roll call here. We were saying hey to everybody while we were listening to the interlude, or actually the prelude music. And just so that everybody knows the purpose for doing that, we do that because I prefer to do that versus say, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for Bob. I'm going to wait for Tom. I'm going to wait for Sally. I'm going to wait for people to come. I do that so that folks have the opportunity to come in and be able to relax and to wait. And so that people, as they, you know the show starts at 3:30 or whatever, they can come in and not feel like they've missed something, right? So that way they don't feel like they have missed a part of the show. And they've not missed any of the show because we've already been here for about 15 minutes, you know, waiting together. And so that's the reason why we do it. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. We have, of course, Mars Fools Gold. Hello, hello. So good to see you, Steve Willis. Hey, how are you? And we have Anthony Van Zandt. How are you doing today? It's so good to see you. Suzanne Friend, yes. Aloha. Aloha to you. You ask a question about Cliff High. Yes, I like Cliff High and the woo. He talks about the year of woo and this of woo. And he's really deep. If you don't follow a series from the beginning, it's very, very likely that you're going to be lost. You may have to go back a few months and try to figure out where he is. But I think he's a brilliant man, and he has this amazing way of foretelling things, and I think that it's just brilliant. So not being somebody that's, you know, mathematically, you know, like him, you know, I'm more of a literature person. I love to read and like to write and things of that nature. So I enjoy listening to him. Could never really do what he does, but I do enjoy him. Thank you for asking. And so, hello, morning, afternoon, evening. I saw what I told you. I said, you know what? Hey, morning, afternoon, evening. It's that someplace, right? Somewhere it is that. Sarah Brown, how are you today? You're making some peony root tea, and that you are taking the advice from yesterday, and you're getting some rest and taking care of yourself, and you stop being super mom for the day to recharge. Isn't that a good thing? I mean, that's really a good thing. I know yesterday after we were done, I had to go and lay down. As you all know, I do have Bell's palsy and I suffer from a few other ailments that sort of went piggybacked with that. And so after yesterday, for whatever reason, I just got poof, just like hit. And it wasn't the right side of my face. It was the left side of my face. So I don't know what that was, but I did go get a little bit of rest. And my brother Ronnie and my son were like, okay, you need to get some rest. You know, Ronnie was like, okay, well, you guys, if you need anything, just call me, let me know. And my son was like, okay, she's going to sleep and put me in, made me go lay down. So I laid down, but I'm going to be honest with you. I got up later and I started watching a TV show, but I stayed in the bed, but I did watch it. And yikes, this show is something else. We're probably going to, I know I'm going to do a review on it because there's just no way that I can't. And so, yeah, so that's that. All right. So Sarah Brown says hello. And then we have again, of course, Mars Fools Gold and everybody else saying hey to each other. Okay. More me. Okay. Cliff High rocks the woo. Yes, he does. Yes, he definitely does. Let's see. Suzanne Friend says, Sarah, on my temple, I'd use the therapeutic grade essential oils in a 70-30 mix of 99% DMSO colloidal silver. Okay. Well, you know what? I think that's a great recommendation. I'm not a doctor, so I can't recommend anything like that. And I know Suzanne is not recommending. She's just saying on her temple what she would use. And I think that's a pretty good suggestion. That's an excellent suggestion because I use some of that good stuff too. Rachel Van Ziel, how are you doing today? It's so good to see you. Suzanne Friend has some good suggestions. And you're there in Hawaii. So, you know, I love to ask people about the fruits and vegetables of their hometown. And I know that that's still the United States, but is there any difference with the way that it tastes there versus here in the mainland? I wonder because I love papaya and I love mango. I love all of that good stuff. And so it's just a good thing to ask those questions so that, you know, if you go, you know what to taste. You know, I love fresh fish too. But then again, I'm an angler. So there's that. Let's see who else. Oh, One Peaches 41. How are you today? It's so good to see you, sister. Very good to see you. Very good. Mars Fool's Gold says Lawrence Welk and the Bubble Room brought endless smiles to my grandparents. Well, can you imagine me, a little black girl in Los Angeles, California, watching that at like what, 12, 11? It was a hoot, but I did enjoy it. Okay. So let's see. Sarah Brown says, oh, add Suzanne Friend, LOL, still good advice. Thanks. Yes, that is good advice. It's good stuff. Self-admit. Okay. Okay. I know that's right. All righty. So it is good to have everybody here today. If you guys notice, things change. And our storyline today was dealing specifically with the mother and the son relationship and how sometimes we can have a mom or child that's still at home. And what ends up happening is we stifle those children, especially our male children. So we're going to have to table that to another time because this afternoon it changed. It went from having that topic to the patience and endurance. And that's what we're going to talk about today. When you consider patience and when you consider endurance, you have to understand how a runner fashions things. You have to think about, you know, how do they really set up stuff? Do they just get up one day and start running? Or do they get up one day, start running, and then make proper planning for any future races that they are going to run? How do they deal with life? How do they do that? And that's what we are looking at today. So we are looking at running the race with endurance, and we're also looking at the patient endurance and that you have to stick to it. The patient endurance, you have to be patient and you have to endure. And what does that mean? And how do we do it? And what is our model for that? What is our model for patience? Who is our model for patience? Well, we would have to look at, well, there's a few people, right? But for the sake of time, we are going to specifically look right now at Matthew 4:11. And I'm using the NIV today because that does, this is going to give us our platform. This is actually going to give us our foundation, I should say. So now we have here where Yeshua or Jesus is being tested in the wilderness, right? And so this is the first verse of chapter 4, Matthew. All right, so let's go there. And then Jesus was led by the Spirit. That's a key point. He was led by the Spirit to do a thing into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, well, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of God, out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and said and had him stand on the highest point. Now, there's a song that my brother Ronnie has where he actually uses this passage in one of the songs. And that's why I play a lot of those songs so you all can see the word, so you can build up your most holy faith. Why? Because if we repeatedly see the word put before us, believe it or not, that subliminally will come back to you. The Holy Spirit will recall those scriptures as they are needed. And that's why I play those musics, that music. So there's nothing done by accident, right? There's nothing done by accident. It's all done by planning. And so that is one of the passages that we use there. So now when we finish up, let's go ahead and finish. But that's, I just wanted to make sure that we pointed that out. So then the devil took him up on the holy city, and he said, and he had him stand on the highest point of the temple. All right. And then told him, okay, you know what? Go ahead on and throw yourself down. Go ahead and just throw yourself down there. Just go ahead and do it. So he says, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written. And then he quotes the scripture. Do you see how the devil comes to you? Satan will come to you with the word. So it's the reason why you got to have the word hidden and written inside of your heart, because he's going to come to you with the word, because he knows the word, right? He knows the word. So he says, for it's written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. In verse 7, Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to test. In other words, the scripture, the way that we know it when we think about King James Version, hey, it's written that you are not to tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt him. Don't do that. And so verse 8 says, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And listen, verse 8, he said he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. How many of you know that right now you will be tempted to do a thing just so that you can have a thing? Think about that. You will be tempted to do a thing just so that you will have a thing. But you've no way of really knowing if the promise of that thing is ever going to come to fruition. But you do know what he says. You do know that. You know what he says. You know that he says, if you do this, then I'm going to take care of you. So this is exactly what Satan did to Yeshua, to Jesus. Okay? He says, go on. I want to show you. This is what you can do. You can have all of this stuff. He says in verse 9, and this will I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Verse 10, and Yeshua, Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You see that? Get behind me. Get on back. Because it's written that I'm going to worship my Father in heaven, and him only is who I will serve. And then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him and attended him. So this is something that's really important, because it does speak to endurance. And this is the actual one that we're looking at as our template for endurance, because he endured until the end. He endured until the end, because if we go over to John 19, verse 28, we see that he endured until the end. He sure did. He endured to the end. And then after he endured to the end, he told us that it was finished. He said, it's done. It's finished. I've done what I've come here to do. So we have to have the spirit of a finisher. And that is the name of our program today. And it is the spirit of a finisher. It is finished. In John 19, 28 and 29, it says, after Jesus, knowing all these things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, quote, I thirst, in verse 29. Now a vessel of sour wine, or what we know as vinegar, was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with it and put it on hyssop and put it into his mouth. But what did he say? It is finished. It's done. I've done what I've come here to do. And so for us, this is Our template, this is the one that we follow when we want to know about the spirit of endurance, when we want to understand how long are we supposed to endure and how we're supposed to endure. We need to endure all the way until the end. All the way until the end. We are to endure until the complete end, but it is going to take us a lot of patience. And these days, especially in the days that we're dealing with right now, we are going to be looking at more and more and more things that are going to come against us that just might shake our faith, that just might make us waver. A lot of stuff. So what does the endurance do? What is the patience all about? Why do I have to have patience? Why can't I just know this and not move forward? Why can't I just understand it? And then if something comes against me, I just can recall the scripture. But that's because you're not going to be living it at that point. You have to live this every single day. All of us do. It's not just you. It's me too. We all sharpen one another. We all help each other. Every time one says one thing, then the other gets a little bit stronger because of that. If you say something, Suzanne friend, then I'm going to become a little more encouraged because of it. Okay? I'll be encouraged and you encourage me. And I encourage you. Look at One Peaches 41. Look at that. That lady looks so pretty on that new thumbnail. You're so cute. That's adorbs. Mars Fool's Gold said Jesus didn't want that junk. His kingdom is not of this world. Amen. That right there is the truth. Absolutely not. Yuck, right? Yuck. He didn't want that. Okay? We are tempted often. I'm for sure. That's right. And right now, the temptation that's before most, if not all of us is, and I would venture to say that it is all of us. It is the temptation to actually alter who you've been made to be. To alter who you were created to be. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at what we were talking about yesterday, about how, you know, it would appear that everybody else around us is going to be doing some things that are more popular, you know, with the popular status quo or whatever. This is what we need to understand, is that there is something to that thing. There is something to that, because if it was not so, there would not be such a great divide. There would not be. And we talked about the wheat and the tares the other week. We talked about the division between the wheat and the tares. We talked about the division between the sheep and the sheep. You're going to have sheep and sheep. Have you noticed that there are sheep and sheep that have been divided now? So the divide between the sheep and the sheep is a real thing. The divide between the wheat and the tares is a real thing. And then you're going to find that they're going to be a few with the sheep. You're going to have a few goats. You're going to have a few goats. You're going to have a few wolves. You're going to have a couple of things. You are. Let's just get right into some of the scriptures. We're just going to pull them up and start to go through them one by one so that we will. We'll know that we would have touched on all of the scriptural references. We are going to talk about bearing and sharing burdens with our brother, because the book of Galatians chapter 6 tells us that. It tells us that that's how we, the way that we are right now is the way that we are supposed to be when we consider getting close to each other and helping one another. Because I gained strength from Steve. Steve can gain strength from me, because I gain strength from one Peaches 41. Peaches 141 can gain strength from me. We can do good to each other. We can help one another. We can intercede for each other. Well, there's a lot of times where I'll get somebody that'll intercede for me. I don't even know that they're even thinking of me. And then all of a sudden I'll get a message, or I'll get something that says, hey, just thinking of you. And then I know that our Father loves me. He just put me on that person's heart, and vice versa. Sometimes you won't even know. You'll feel like you're in this thing alone, like you're in this race alone. But here's what I'm telling you today, is that as co-laborers in our Father's word and in this work that we're doing, we gain strength from one another every single time we come together. And then you're able to take that out and minister and share something small that may seem insignificant to you, but it is so significant to the Father. Because that touch that you give that person that's out there, that little gentle nudge, that little gentle touch is as if the Father is just putting his hand right there on their shoulder. Because you are being obedient to him. And so we have to look at how we are to treat one another, especially as the day approaches. So our endurance is not just for us, but it's also for those who are around us that need us to be well, that need us to be there for them. It's also for them. It's not just for us. So bear and share burdens. Here we are in the book of Galatians. We are using the NKJV version on this particular passage. And it says in verse 1 of Galatians 6, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourselves, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is not, or he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own works, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." Verse 5, "For each one shall bear his own load." So isn't that awesome? Going down to the 6th verse, we're going to read on down. It says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived." This is the most important thing right here. All of it's good, but this is where we really want to drive it home, because this goes both ways. It goes for good, and it also goes for the opposite. Verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while well-doing, while doing good. For in due season you shall reap if you," it says here, "if you do not lose heart," but we know that old one, "if you faint not. And do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." If you don't fall out, if you don't get out the race, you're going to endure. "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." That's the reason why we come together. And that's the reason why there are so many who don't want you to come together. That's the reason why the request is for you not to be together, so that you don't have the opportunity to build up your most holy faith and to stand with your brother and your sister. But oh, thank the Father for his word, because it doesn't matter whether you can be right there with them. We're together right now. The Bible tells us that where there are two or more gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. He's there. He's here right now in the midst. Glory to the Most High. It doesn't matter what humans try. It doesn't matter. He's right there in the midst. And so we have to just keep running that race with patience, knowing that he is there, knowing that he is right here with us right now. He's got us. And there is nothing, nothing that anybody can do to take us out of his hand. So we've got to run that race with patience. It's imperative that we continue, because he's here. If we go here to Hebrews 12, it says, the race of faith. Hebrews 12, verse 1, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and measure and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the tree, the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, of Yah. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Listen to that again, because there's a commandment there. You know, it's a declarative statement. It's something that you must do. It is not an option, not if you want to continue in the race. This is a part of running in that race. And here is the declarative statement for running in that race. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us, you lay it aside, I lay it aside, my brother lays it aside. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. There's the other version in King James. It says, you know, therefore, also, since we are surrounded, then right here, let us lay aside every weight and measure that would so easily beset us, and let us run the race with endurance that is set before us. Let us run this race that is set before us with endurance. You know, there was a runner years ago, and I used to love the way he would run. He was from Ethiopia, and his name was Miritz Yifter. Now, there were several people who ran races several years after, and possibly will always be somebody that will run those races really well. But Miritz Yifter had a way of running. In the Olympics, I believe it was the 1980 Olympics, he ran. But this is what he had. He had a tactic. And Miritz Yifter's tactic was that while he was running, he would stay at the back of the pack. And now, he was a distance runner. So, you know, you've got to have endurance to do that, right? Miritz Yifter would stay way in the back while all these other guys, for lap after lap, would just run. They would run their little hearts out. But Miritz Yifter stayed way at the back of the pack. I don't know if anybody out there remembers this guy. But again, he was from Ethiopia. And he was all awesome. But what he would do is he would take off. And as he would take off, right before they were about to end the race, about that last lap, you would see Miritz Yifter's little bitty head bobbing, because he was a little man. He had a little receding hairline. I mean, he looked exactly like George Jefferson, but he could run. His head looked exactly like George Jefferson. He had a U-turn and I'll drive right at the top of his head, all the little hair around the sides, but didn't have no hair at the top, just like a bald eagle. But this cat, Miritz Yifter, would come from the back of that pack, and all of a sudden you would see his head coming around a turn. Then he'd come around the curve, and then he'd position himself. Follow me. He would position himself right behind the top three cats, and he would be running. And you would see this tactic all the time. Ironically, even though this was what he did all the time, no one seemed to be able to figure it out and try to beat him. Now, it's not to say that he never lost, but this tactic would prove to be one of Miritz Yifter's way of winning. This man would come around, take the third position or the fourth position, and then wait. And instinctively, out of nowhere, a burst of energy in this long distance runner would emerge, and across the finish line he would come every single time. Miritz Yifter did this. It was the most amazing and poetic thing you could ever watch. That's what he is telling us. Stay in the race. Get yourself some patience. Make sure that you are strategizing this thing in accordance to his word. Look at that. Miritz Yifter knew how many laps they had to take before the race was done, and he paced himself. How much more, brother and sister, in our Father, do you have to, do I have to do that? How much preparation do we have to put in our mind by studying the word, by eating the word, by living the word? Living the word, eating the word, studying the word, talking the word, walking the word, living the word. When we fall down, get back up in the word. helping one another. It is about that endurance. The endurance of a finisher. The endurance of a finisher. It is the easiest thing to do. To lay down, to give up, to relent, to give in, to be sorry. Can you imagine going out doing something that would alter yourself or alter who you are? And then when you alter who you are, you then lament because you should have been stronger. And you're thinking to yourself, I shouldn't have done that. How many times have you ever had buyer's remorse for something just as simple as a pair of shoes? We ladies know, I can't even return these because they were on sale and I don't even want them. We do that just in regular things. So we don't want to have buyer's remorse and we don't want to lament later after we think, what have I done to myself? Just so that you can go out and enjoy something, just so that you can go someplace, just so that you don't have to worry. And then, you know, you've got the lie of what you're able to do. But we have a promise that our Father has given us. We should be confident in the things that He says to us. We don't have to worry about anything because we should be confident with the things that He tells us. Let's look at our last scriptural passage for today. And that is the peril of not progressing. A better estimate is what it says here. And this passage is Hebrews 6, verse 9. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Imitate those who inherit the promises, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So that looks like the onus again is on us. It doesn't look like there's anybody else that this is about. That's again what we just read in Hebrews 6. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. You notice there's a lot of stuff that's talking about the end. There's a lot of things, brothers and sisters, that are talking about getting to the finish line, getting to the end. Why is that important, talking about the end? You know, there will be some people who would say, well, gee whiz, I don't always want to talk about endings. That's so negative. It's not good. Well, I submit that our Father told us that the end was the reward. And so if the end is the reward, why shouldn't we talk about the way to get there? It is through patience. It is through watching. It is not through rushing. It's not through going up and being the first to jump in line for something. It is about listening to his voice. And sometimes you may have to walk alone. Sometimes having that endurance and that patience may look like you're an old fogey. People may think, gee whiz, oh, she's just so slow. Hurry up and make up your mind already. Hurry up and make up your mind already. Why do you always have to be the last one? Sometimes it's okay to be that way, especially if you're continuing to progress. If you're continually moving forward, but you are progressing with knowledge and knowledge that you are applying and living through your life, nothing wrong with chilling in an enduring state. Just endure. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just stand still and endure. Let your yes be yes. We said that yesterday, your no be no. All of these things tie together, which is obviously the reason why our Father decided to change the topic today. But it is important for us to just remember that we have inside of us the spirit of a finisher. You are joint heir with him. You are joint heir with Christ. Then you've got the spirit of a finisher. Sometimes does the runner fall in a race? Certainly. There have been times where you see great runners fall down, but then you've also seen them get right back up and continue in that race. You never see, very rarely do you see somebody, unless they've had a catastrophic, you know, injury. Very rarely do you see a runner stop and fall and stay down there and cry about it. No. Let's look at the attributes of a finisher. A finisher has very strong will, very good willpower. They're tenacious. They don't give up. They believe in all of the stuff that's been put inside of them, and then they continue to press, and that's what you've got to do. You've got to press. You've got to press. You know what? Here's the funny thing. How about the person that's running very moderately? Everybody else runs, you know, just passes them up. They're running. But something happened and one fell out. Another thing happened and one, you know, sprained their ankle. But this other person is at a very steady pace all the way around until the end. And there may be out of a heat of 50, there may be only 10% that are left that are running in that same exact race. And the one that was literally moving at a snail's pace or at a turtle's pace, a tortoise pace, actually ends up winning. Because it does not matter how strong you are. It doesn't matter how fast or quick you let out of the block. It doesn't matter. None of those things matter now when you're considering the endurance of life. Not when you're considering the race of life. You will find that a lot of folks will talk about you because you've not made a decision to do something yet. They will call you just to ask you if you've done something. They will text you just to ask you if you've done it yet. And they could care less. You hadn't probably even heard from that person. That person probably haven't even called you in a long time. But now all of a sudden they want to know, well, you know what? It's something to consider. I'm waiting on X, Y, or Z. Slow and steady wins the race, Mars Fool's Goal says. Let's go ahead before we close and let's look at some of the comments that we have here. Suzanne Friend says, he was in torment during that time. It's a question there. It was a legal transaction, Suzanne Friend says. Yes, temptation to become a God above the Most High, which was exactly. So you know what was going to happen, Bobby. He was going to more than likely take over that dwelling, which is really what he wanted, right? I'm not sure how many of you all understand what was going on in heaven before Lucifer or Louis Cipher was kicked out, who he was there. I don't think a lot of people understand who he was. I don't think a lot of people know because he had a great deal of authority there. You guys, sometimes, you know, it's like you don't want to share certain things with people because you really don't know how much they can take. And that's because of the fact that we've all been indoctrinated in a certain way of thinking, in a very sterile way of thinking. And the unfortunate piece about that sterile or that sterility is that it does not breed anything that would allow us to be taught or shown truth. But study who he is. Study who that cat is. It'll blow your mind if you pray about it beforehand and then going ahead and study. It's going to trip you up in a minute. You're going to be like, oh, wow, wait a minute. He was who? But he wanted to become the highest God, the Most High. He wanted to exalt himself above the Most High. Yeah. And the reason why you hear me say the Most High God is because there are several gods. There are a lot of people who say, well, why do you say that? Why do you call him Yah? Well, why do you do this and that? A lot of times I just recommend that people get into Hebrew, the Hebrew language. Ronnie's got me studying the alphabet. I know Sandy Aaron, who's here often, she's very good with breaking it down. Ronnie is stupendous with it. Another one of my very good friends, Roy, is very good with it. But I recommend that you get into it. Get with it. Because it'll help you understand a whole lot of stuff. So yes, he is the Most High God. He is the Most High. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Let's remove this so we don't have that banner in there. All right. So Anthony says, in faith and good into the wilderness, into the word, this material world began with the word and will end with the word. Thus Lucy tries to censor the word because choice is freedom of voice. Okay. This is a lovely chat. Thank you all. You create beautiful space in which people can show up. Well, I'm very happy, but I have to tell you, I have to give all the honest credit belongs to our Father, because I tell you, I really ask him to take over. I don't want to be responsible for it. I just want to be the vessel that he uses, if that makes any sense. I have to give him all the praise and glory. I can't take any from myself, because myself, child, please, I can be a mess. So I have to give it to him, and I have to trust that he's going to do whatever he wants to. I've dedicated this entire show to him. I've dedicated my whole entire ministry to him. And it is a ministry, in that I don't want to always say that, because it sort of makes you feel like you're a weirdo. I don't want to say that, but in essence, that's what it is. Even though I've been in radio for so many years, even though I've done all kinds of things in an entertainment world, this is for him. And so I give it to him. He gave me the ability to do X, Y, or Z. Well, I give it all back to him, and I praise him for it. So I appreciate you for saying that. I do hope that it is a very good place for everybody to come and listen and to come and get the word and to share. Don't be afraid to go there to Felicia@FeliciaLockhart.com. And send in any information that you want to send to us. We will, if it's not a video and it's something that complies with all of the policies here for this platform, we'll definitely run it. If not, you'll find it on one of our other platforms, whether it be BitChute or whether it be BitChute or Rumble or all those things that I'm all over. It's like I said yesterday, best thing to do is to go ahead and Google it. Let's see. We've got some more stuff. Okay, you wash hands. Okay. We minister in fellowship in our suffering. Amen. Like, share, and subscribe. Thank you so very much for those who have hit that like button. It means a lot to us. We do appreciate that. And thank you, One Peaches 41, for reminding everybody. Folks, we're coming up on 58 minutes and 32 seconds, which means in about 2 minutes, we're going to end here. Let's go through a few more of these before we're done. Everybody's in agreement. Amen. Amen. Suzanne Friend, the Bible says whenever two or three are gathered. I know that it used to be where there are two or more gathered together, because the two or three makes it a definitive, right? That the number three, he says the minimum is two or more. Right. But I guess a person would say, well, it doesn't have to be more than three, it could just be, well, no, everybody, the more the merrier. Come on. Gather together in his name. I don't know whether you all have been in a place where there's been the Shekinah glory will just come down and just sit sometimes. I've been in a presence where it has been amazing. It's just been amazing where you're all in one accord, praising our Father, allowing him to have his way. And all of a sudden, there'll be like a glory cloud that'll come and just fill the room. And you find sometimes that there is a very sweet aroma that will come along with that. Now, I'm not speaking in riddles. If you've experienced it, amen. If you haven't, I pray that you do. Live a little longer and you just might. Let's see. Sarah Brown says, my daddy is bald like that. Who, like George Jefferson? And he used to tell me that the reason it's like that is because he grew 2 inches too tall. He outgrew his hair. That is too sweet. That's too cute. Yell Merritt Sifter, He was amazing. And that's exactly what he was amazing. He was good. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's see. He kept his oil in his lamp. So when he needed it at the end of the race, there it was. That's a good point. Using our energy wisely. That's right. Wise patience in the word turtle time. Slow and steady wins the race. That's right. Sorry, I'm late. Going back to the beginning. Thank you, the Lockhart Perspective. I know in my heart you are truly led by the Holy Spirit. Well, to him and him alone, to our Father, be the glory. He gets all the glory. Remember that song? You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. For you are great. You do miracles so great. Oh, gee whiz. I wish we could all be in one big place together, just ministering and worshiping him together. Oh, child, they don't even want you to sing anymore. But do you know why? Because the book of Proverbs tells us, the book of Psalms or Proverbs, I think it's Psalms. But there's one of those books that tell us to praise him and sing. Sing worship songs and praise him in song. Because again, where there are two or more gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. And there's the book of James that tells us, you know what? As soon as we begin to snuggle up against Abba Father, he will come near to us. If we draw near to him, and he loves it, he loves to inhabit the praises of his people. He loves to inhabit the praises of his people. Hallelujah. 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 Wherever you are, if you're driving down the road right now, just say hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Hey, make the devil mad. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Ooh, I got to run, physically run. Yes, the glorious archangel before coming, the adversary. Yep. But he had some other attributes as well. And that's what I'd love for everybody to know about. Okay. Anthony Van Zandt, remember the simple math. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then not only that, we don't even know the full amount that was there. So it's just the 1/3, but we don't know exactly what the number is because we don't know what the total was to begin with. And I believe that our Father left that like that on purpose, right? On purpose. So you guys, it's been a blessing sitting here with all of you guys. You all just be blessed. Okay, good sister friend, let's go slow with this one. Okay, so you all take care and you all have a blessed week. We are going to have, obviously, some of the word is going to go forth this week. We'll have, we're changing everything to go to 12 o'clock. And I think that's possibly a little bit better than the 3 o'clock because I notice a lot of people are saying, hey, I'm missing it. I'm missing it if it's that time of day. And so it may be better for the mid-afternoon. But we're going to tweak it until we get it right so that it's convenient for everybody. R. Jones says, my dear preacher, grandfather would often out of nowhere. That's right, baby. Glory. That's right. You all, whoo, y'all get someplace today. Get somewhere today and holla. Hallelujah. You get someplace by yourself and you just begin to shout his name. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Get somewhere and do that. Get somewhere and do that and watch your circumstances change, right? Get somewhere and do that and just watch your circumstances change. I guarantee it. Your circumstances will change when you begin to give him glory and praise. Hallelujah. When you do that, you mark the day and the time down. Because I tell you one thing, there is no way that you can get in his presence and start to give him glory and start to shout his holy name and don't nothing change in your life. Please, please, please. This is truly, truly, truly true. There is no way. So no matter what it is that you guys are going to face this week in closing, remember, he's got your back, your front, your side up under you. He's covering you all over you. There is nothing that you will go through this week that A, will take him by shock or surprise, and B, that he can't bring you out of. I don't care what it is. And even if he doesn't, you will not succumb to the enemy. You will not bow to the enemy. You guys, it's been great. Happy Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day with your family, with your friends, getting yourself prepared for the week to come. I am so appreciative that you guys joined us today. My name, of course, is Felicia. This is the Lockhart Perspective. And I want to thank each and every one of you all for showing up today. Please remember what we always say here on this channel, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High Yah. You guys take care and take care of one another.
To receive instant notification each time I upload, please hit the subscribe button and the bell notification.
Helping you along the way, helping you to make it through another day. Everything you need to know that you never knew.